Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing great, man.
We on the air right now?
We are.
Okay. I had to turn my radio down. Anyway, I have kind of two different viewpoints on this. On the one hand, I'm appreciative of these folks bringing up the issues against, animal cruelty. There's far too much of it going on, all over the world. It's in the United States, it's been really, really bad in terms of poultry and meat and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly am in agreement with that. But what I'm not in agreement with is, targeting one particular individual businessman in Moscow and, kind of protesting them while ignoring all the other businesses that are also engaging, and buying products from agricultural farms, big, huge, high-tech agricultural farms that are also torturing their animals. And I've gone online and I've seen research, and I certainly don't agree with the treatment of these ducks and geese, but I'm not trying to justify cruelty here, but the cruelty level of, say, the animals of, say, chickens and pigs are much worse than what these ducks are going through. And I'm just wondering, why pick on this one local guy? Is it because he's more vulnerable and you'll get more support by hitting an NSA? Or is it just that, it just doesn't make any sense to me why you picked on this guy? He doesn't really have any control over the meat industry. He's just a guy buying something just like Subway, just like the food co-op, just like any other restaurant or grocery store in Laka, or for the rest of the country, for that matter.
Guys, what you think about that?
We are definitely not picking on this man. If there were more restaurants serving foie gras, we would definitely want to protest against them as well. And it's wonderful that this caller has researched into animal cruelty and he's learned about it. And he is right. The treatment of chickens and pigs and all other factory farmed animals is awful. And billions of them are killed every year, which is a higher number than the amount of ducks killed for foie gras, for sure. But as we were saying before, we're about helping the animals that we can. And while we can't shut down huge factory farms, we can stop this restaurant from serving foie gras in a couple of days. It already happened. So we will continue to boycott KFC for their treatment of chickens. And Megan and I both don't eat these animals, which is the easiest way to help them. So we are in complete agreement with this man. And if we had more time, if we had more resources, if we were more than two people right now, we would love to just expand what
but,
we
but as far as it. As far as like his one of his major points there, like you kind of talked before, as far as you guys are concerned, you're really not worried or concerned about where he goes to church or anything like that, right?
And like I said before, I had no idea that it was even in the NSA building until after I found out that they were serving it. And I found out this morning. I have friends who go to Christ Church. I've heard Doug Wilson speak before. We're not picking on this man, and we're definitely not picking on him because of his religious beliefs or religious affiliations. We're just asking him to take something so cruel and so unnecessary off the menu. If people can argue for the necessity of eating chickens and pigs, if they can claim that, that's their thing. But you can never claim that you have to have the diseased liver of a duck. It's completely gratuitous. And it's expensive. So
anyway, caller, does that help out?
Well, no, because, what I don't understand is, people aren't just going to give up eating meat. So since we're not going to give up eating meat, why don't we eat the meat that is least cruel rather than the most cruel? Because if you're not going to have the goose, right, or the duck, then you're probably going to have some other type of animal, in which case those animals are more greatly tortured. So you're taking one animal that's slightly tortured and instead encouraging people to eat another type of animal, which is also, I think it just makes more sense to go after the animals that are most tortured and to support local farmers and local businesses and local industry that are less likely to do damage, because all these other businesses in the community are having our pork, our pigs, all that type of stuff even if we stop eating one particular type of animal, another animal is just going to come in there and take that place. I mean, shouldn't the efforts be towards our legislators changing the law? Wouldn't it be better to make the legislature say, okay, if a type of food wants to come into Idaho, then that type of food has to be processed with these conditions, which are slightly better than the conditions existing today.
It's
and then
so,
change those conditions better every year. You would get more support, I think, rather than, you know, like with PETA saying that on one of their websites I read, they're comparing fishing to the same as the Nazi Holocaust. And that's just going to make a lot of people angry and upset.
Well, guys, what you think?
Well, first of all, although we love PETA, we are not spokespeople for them, so
yeah.
You could definitely email them about that. And if you are, it sounds like you're very concerned about the cruelty that all animals face, and I would love to have you over for a vegan meal anytime you want. Megan and I do not support these businesses that you do not like. We do not eat animal. We do not. We go to the co-op. Like, we do.
The co-op does too. That's
advocacy efforts of PETA, and that I personally and Kelsey, I'm sure, that we do is promoting a vegetarian or vegan diet and a cruelty-free lifestyle. And I think I promote it. I talk about it at any opportunity I get, you know. So it's not like we're singling out this one issue. The reason that we're kind of picking this battle as opposed to maybe, I don't know, attacking all meat across the board is because I personally think that foie gras, the way that they force-feed the ducks is a little bit, like, more severe than everything else that they do in factory farms, which is also horrible.
But see, you got to research the other animals, too. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're
protesting KFC.
You
know what they do to a pig?
We do research. We do protest.
It cannot be worse.
As far as legislative stuff goes, if you would love to help us with that, we would certainly appreciate it. PETA works at that. And also, like, Chicago, the city of Chicago just banned foie gras. California banned it. It's banned in 16 countries, so we are doing...
But women banned from driving is also in more than 16 countries. That doesn't necessarily mean...
You know, Carla, I'll tell you something, though. If it's true that... I mean, it sounds like that since you heard about this controversy, that you went online and did some research and found out kind of a wide variety of information. So, I mean, it sounds to me like what Megan and Kelsey have done is kind of raise your awareness, and that's really where they're coming from, I believe.
Yep. Yeah.
It's trying to raise awareness about a whole range of issues, but the foie gras issue is just one that they believe is particularly outrageous.
Well, that's what I'm trying to point to here is that they're pinpointing one business and protesting one business, but all of them are doing something even worse than that one business.
Well, right now we're protesting foie gras, so if there were other restaurants producing that, we would be protesting them as well, sir. I don't know how many ways we can explain this to you. You can feel free to email us anytime. You can join us in our protest.
It's not a matter of me not understanding what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. What I don't understand, though, is why you're picking on one small business
We also protest KFC. They're a large business.
They were also, you know, that in fairness, caller, they, you know, KFC is a division of PepsiCo, which is one of the largest food processing companies in the world. So, you know, they've done both. So, I mean, it's not like they're just, you know, I think kind of what you're getting at is that you believe that there's somehow, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me like reading between the lines that you believe that they're somehow targeting this business because of the NSA question. Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Well, I just think it's wrong to target a business and say, well, we're going to force this business to stop producing this. But the business right next to it or right down the street is torturing pigs far greater than these little ducks. And these pigs are so much more genetically like human beings and so much more related to human beings. We could even take some parts of pigs and put them in human beings. That's how genetically close we are. Yet we are doing far more torture to them than we are stuffing a duck that has an expanded capacity of a stomach anyway.
Okay, I want you to ask a question. I think we'll move on here pretty quick, but I just want to ask a question of the guests. You both agree with him about the inhumanity or the lack of compassion for these other types of livestock, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why we're...
So you'll be picketing the co-op next week because they're selling different types of animals that are tortured, right? you'll be doing that, or will
sure,
you just
I'm not sure if we'll ever give you an answer that you're satisfied with, unless it's that we're going to stop protesting this restaurant, which we will not do unless they keep foie gras off the menu.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, I mean, if they've done KFC,
they continue to work at the co-op even though they're doing the same thing. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Well,
it doesn't
make
any sense.
You have to pick your battles. It's a little difficult to boycott an entire industry.
Yeah, but you're taking it out on one man. But you're taking it on one man and one business. You need to put the blame on everybody rather than focusing on one blame. You're working at a company and promoting a company that's doing the same thing that you're, and then you're going over to another one and protesting that one and saying, look what they're doing to these ducks. Meanwhile, I'm going to go work over at this other company and they're doing this.
Yeah.
To pigs.
Well, I tell you
it's
what.
Okay to do it to pigs, but not to these ducks. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Caller, I really don't, you know, I appreciate that you're frustrated, but unfortunately, I really don't think that we're really going to be going anywhere. They have a, with this, you know, to continue on, they have a email address. It's compassionspeaks@hotmail.com, and I'm sure they'd be glad to, carry on in discussion further on. But I really appreciate your calling. It sounds like that you've
thanks,
really.
Tim.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.